Please explain. Please explain.
Welcome to Please Explain, as we explain some of the financial terms currently hitting the headlines ahead of the 2019 federal election. Today we'll be looking at franking credits after Labor's announcement they will be making changes to how people can receive them. After a company is taxed 30% of their profits, shareholders receive dividends from whatever remains. Since the money has already been taxed, the shareholder receives a franking credit. The franking credit is the amount of money the company paid in tax. So, if the dividend before tax was paid by the company was $1,000, it would be taxed 30%, so $300 would be taken away, and that would be the franking credit. If the dividend was treated as income for the shareholder, it would be taxed 15%, so $150 would be taken away. However, the amount of tax paid depends on what tax bracket the shareholder is in. The franking credit can be partially or fully refunded to reduce the amount the shareholder would need to pay at tax time at the end of the financial year. The Howard-era Liberal Party added to this policy, so if the shareholder receives more franking credit than what they need to pay their tax, they can receive the extra franking credit as cash. This allows people with low taxable income but are very asset-rich, such as retirees, to receive cash, but Labor plans to stop this practice from happening. I asked Associate Professor Ben Phillips of the Australian National University Centre for Social Research and Methods why Labor wishes to make changes to franking credits after they introduced them 40 years ago.
I think there was a change made by John Howard in the early 2000s. What they've done there is they've actually allowed surplus franking credits to be rebated. So previously, you couldn't get any money back. You could reduce the amount of tax you paid, but you couldn't get a positive amount of money back. So that's the change that they're looking to turn around.
Who would be affected by the Labor's proposed changes to the franking credits?
So the groups that are mostly affected, we found in our research, are largely high income and high wealth households. So in particular, the group that's impacted, I think, the most probably would be people who have got a self-managed super fund and who are in the pension phase. So that's people mostly who are either currently in their late 50s or over 60 in the near future. So those people at the moment, they have, in terms of their income from superannuation, they have no taxable income from that. Therefore, they don't pay any tax, so they actually get the full benefit of franking credits or the excess franking credits, and they get a complete refund on all of the tax that was paid through the company tax system.
And why has it become one of the big issues of the election?
Well, there's certainly a significant number of people who have quite large self-managed super funds and who will be quite heavily impacted by this change if it is to pass the Senate, of course. So some people who, say, have, say, over $1 million in their superannuation account, if there's a lot of a high weighting towards Australian shares, they will very likely be hit very heavily by this. They might be losing $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and some even more in terms of those excess franking credits that they would no longer receive. So certainly for some people, it's a significant hit. For most people, though, this change is unlikely to have a very large impact, particularly if they've got a what's called an APRA-based super fund, which is the large superannuation fund, such as industry superannuation.